This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I was on a conference call last night. Yeah, and I'm talking, and I'm, you know, just kind of, you know, doing my thing, and I'm hearing some chomping, and it sounds like some bone. And, you know, my dog, Uzi, is sitting there on the couch, and I, you know, try to throw something at her, but I really didn't have anything soft, so I couldn't. And then every now and then when there was a little break, because I didn't want people thinking that my dog was in the room, I was like, Uzi, stop it. Uzi, stop it. You know, that kind of thing, right? Trying to be, yeah, you know, trying to lay low. You know how you use a different voice with your animals? Uzi, you're not supposed to do. You know, but, you know, just like, Uzi, stop. Shh. No eats. She understands no eats. When you tell the dog no, she stops for like 2 seconds. She doesn't understand that no means like no forever. You know, so she goes into the cat poop in the litter box to eat the cat poop. You know, I go, Uzi, no, bad girl. And she'll stop. And then she'll be like, oh, okay, well, I guess... You know, it's kind of like a penalty with hockey. Okay, now I can go back in and do it. So I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I hear more chomping, and I hear more bone. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, because I cook chicken. I cook some arroz con pollo, and I put the video up on my Twitter and Facebook for those of you guys that want to know how to make arroz con pollo. It's really yummy. Well, I don't know if you want to do my recipe. It's not very authentic because I used rice aroni. Because there's a little vermicelli, and I like vermicelli, and I like rissaroni, but that's neither here nor there. And I'm like, well, wait a second. I use boneless chicken thighs. Yeah, thigh meat is tastier than breast meat. And so, yeah, trust me, my arroz con pollo is pretty fattening. It's not a health food by any means. It's a comfort food. But I'm like, what is this dog chewing on? So finally, I get done, and I look to my left, and there are 8 separated pieces of a bird on my sofa. There is a bird just completely dismembered on my couch. No blood, though. So my guess is the bird must have been dead. You know, must have maybe run into a window or something. Or one of my cats killed the bird, showed it to the dog, and I was like, I'll eat it. So here's the dog eating dead bird, possibly poisoned bird, I don't know. Dog seemed fine today. She was like, I'm good. Any other bird to eat? Like, it's not chicken, you stupid idiot. Yeah, you don't want to give dogs bones because they'll choke, especially chicken bones. You could give dogs, like, real big rib bones, but you don't want to give them lamb or chicken or things like that because the bones are too small and they could cut themselves and choke them. So dog's all happy that there's dead bird. Of course, I called my husband, you know, because I was like freaking out. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a dead bird here. It's bad luck. It's very interesting. When a bird flies into your house alive, it's not bad luck to have a dead bird in the house. That's not bad luck from what I understand. That's fine. You can have as many dead animals in your house, you're good. But if a live bird flies into your house, that's supposed to be an omen. And last time that happened, my grandfather was diagnosed with cancer and then died a couple weeks later. So I do not like live birds coming into the house. But that's okay. You want to bring a dead one and I'm good. Because hopefully that means no omen. Well, a study has come out saying that if you're a pet owner and if you kiss and cuddle your cats and dogs, you could spread antibiotic-resistant bugs. Oh, you think? Like, I'm telling you right now, I am not kissing that dog forever because there's dead bird in her mouth. I mean, that was disgusting. But we really do love our cats and dogs, and we love kissing them. We love kissing our cats and dogs, sometimes more than our spouse. We're like, oh, let's go kissy. And we nuzzle and all that. We don't do that. Do we act that way to our spouse in the first couple years of marriage? Not your 25th year of marriage. No. Can I rub your tushy? Can I suck your tummy? Yeah. But they say we can unfortunately spread drug-resistant bugs because they have those bugs in their saliva. Now, psychologists quizzed scores a lot of pet owners and discovered many are unnecessarily asking vets to give out antibiotics. So now, not only do humans overtake antibiotics, but also your pets. And so if you don't give your animal the antibiotic exactly the way you're supposed to, and you stop after a couple days because they're a pain in the butt, like Shake would not take the antibiotic. So if I had to give Shake an antibiotic, I remember having to put eye drops into his eye. Oh, that was like the biggest fight. I had to hold him down, open up the eyelid. I mean, he let me do it because he started to feel better with it. But in the beginning, you know, but if you don't do it for the full days, you breed resistance. So psychologists say that our behavior is so deeply treasured that they are unlikely to be amenable to change. And so researchers are now offering tips on how to reduce the risk, such as do not kiss your pets on the mouth. Yeah, I don't know why we do that. Animals don't kiss each other on the mouth. Animals like to sniff each other's butt. So when you go up to your dog or cat and you do kissy mouth or kissy nose, they don't get that. You know, to you, you know, that's a form of love and all that other stuff. But to some of them, no, they don't like it. They might like scratch behind the ears. They may like a pet massage. But not all animals kiss the way we do. Now, dogs and cats are smart. They'll figure it out that if you're nuzzling them or doing Eskimo kisses with them, that that's your form of love. So they pick that up. But that's not their form of love. Their form of love, and it's amazing. They want you to smell their butt. I can't tell you how many times my cats will come up to me, rub their head against my head, and then they'll do an about face and put their butt right in my face. That's what they want me to do, and I won't do it. And then they go, oh, you don't love me? I'm like, no, I love you. I just don't want to sniff your butt. And, you know, I have a real tough time conveying to them, you know, my love because I won't do what they want. So instead, I lift them, I rub tummy, I sing them a song, and they don't like that. They don't like a song sung to them. So basically, we go through life thinking we hate each other when we really love each other. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we talked a little bit about world hunger and feeding the world and a bunch of us eating too much meat. Well, there's a scientist who is suggesting maggot sausage and insect ice cream. Lord have mercy. He's from Australia. And he's a University of Queensland meat science professor, Dr. Lou Renz Hoffman. So there's something called meat science. I would love to specialize in that because I love meat and I love science. So maybe I should become a meat science expert. And is exploring how maggots, locusts, and other alternative proteins might be used or added to a range of specialty food. So why go to bugs if you can eat a tasty steak? Well, Dr. Hoffman believes that conventional livestock will not be able to meet the global demand for meat, so alternatives are needed to replace or at least complement traditional protein sources. I do wonder that. Every now and then I go to Outback Steakhouse. It's like my favorite place to eat. I love Outback. I don't go there a lot because it could get pricey. But I like going to Outback. See, Australian. That's why. Oh, they better not be. They better not know something that we don't know, because Outback is Australian. So I'm wondering if they, you know, they better not be close to the Outbacks. But I watch other people get their food. You know, when you're hungry, you know, and the waitress is coming, the food server's coming. You're like, oh, is that for me? Is that for me? And you see a big tray of steak. And you know, is that for me? And then it goes to another table. You're like, oh no. And then another food server comes, and they go, oh, okay, that's our food. That's our food. No, it's somebody else's. And I just see all these steaks walk by me, and I go, gosh, that's a lot of meat. And that's just, we're just talking in the last 5 minutes. Look at how many people, and that's just one restaurant in one small, one city of the world. So you just kind of wonder, do we have enough cow? There's always a never-ending supply of steak. If I want steak, I could just go to Outback Steakhouse today, and I have to pay for it. But there's going to be steak. What do we do if we live in a world where there's not going to be enough steak? So, I know we like to make fun of a lot of people, you know, who try to say, oh, we use meat substitutes and do this and do this. No, no, no. Let them. Because then more steak for us. Nobody loves vegetarians and vegans more than I do. I love them. I think what they're doing is fabulous. I think it's healthy. And it leaves more steak for me. So, according to Dr. Hoffman, the biggest potential for sustainable protein production lies within insects and new plant sources. They say studies show that Western consumers, and we're Western, may recoil from the idea of eating insect-based meals, but we may try them if they're processed and disguised or tucked inside familiar favorites. They say, for example, one of his students has created a very tasty insect ice cream. So entomology is the study of insects. Entomophagy is the scientific word for eating insects. That has been practiced very commonly in over 113 countries, according to this recent study reported by CNN. There are more than 2,000 documented edible species. And even the United Nations recommends them as a potential solution to the global food shortage. And they're environmentally friendly, and can be produced with a fraction of the gas emissions that go into livestock production. Nutritional studies have also shown them to be a good source of protein by weight, fat, and vitamin content, even though it varies per species. Now, what Dr. Hoffman did is focus his research on chicken. They say poultry is a massive industry worldwide. The industry is under pressure to find alternative proteins that are more sustainable, ethical, and green than the grain crops currently being used. So he's looking at maggots, you know, larvae, and the black soldier fly, Hermesia illucens, as a protein source for chicken production. They say chickens in the wild don't eat feed preparations. Chickens will eat insects and larvae. It's all pretty logical. He said the evidence is on his side when broiler chicken diets include up to 15% larvae meal, chicken production is as well as breast meat aroma, juiciness, and tenderness are not comprised. So when they eat maggots and larvae, as chickens do, their meat is still juicy and yummy. Now Hoffman, because he's from Australia, is also looking at the meat of kangaroos as a potential source of global protein. Because kangaroos can graze in areas unsuitable for most animals. See, it's not so much that we're going to run out of meat, but it's that in order to make these meats, it costs a lot of money, leaves a lot of carbon footprints. So if there's a bunch of plants that nobody's touching but kangaroos are, then why aren't we utilizing more kangaroo? Same thing with rabbits. They say recent studies examined adding fermented rooibos extract. It's a brew-like plant that grows in South Africa. Well, they use it to brew tea. And they're looking at rabbit meat patties to test its abilities as a natural additive to the manufacturing process. So they think what we need to do is do a overhaul on what foods, how we're going to feed the livestock, and what we're going to do to sustain our meats and use other non-thinkable sources as food. They say, consider the humble history of lobster. They say, until the late 19th century, lobsters had a negative reputation. They were fed to slaves, servants, and prisoners in the New England towns of the United States because lobsters were plentiful and cheap in New England. Some towns even enacted laws to prevent prisoners from being fed them too frequently, as it would be inhumane to make them eat more lobster. Yet lobster is now one of the most expensive things on the menu. Ask Chef Ramsay. Spaghetti lobster? Loves spaghetti lobster. Lobster and spaghetti. So they say an overpopulated world is going to struggle to find enough protein unless people are willing to open up their minds to much broader food. So, insects. Would you eat them? I mean, if I was hungry, yeah, I guess I'd eat anything. But, no, I'd rather be vegetarian. Now, speaking of vegetarians, this I found interesting. The 16 best meat substitutes for vegetarians. Because we were talking about, you know, where they're getting the protein. Now, remember, this isn't for vegans. Vegans can't have animal protein, but these are for vegetarians. So where can vegetarians get their protein? Well, a vegetarian can school you guys, can write a book on this. They know their stuff. But for some of us going, well, Dr. Dahlia told us to go vegetarian a couple days a week. What do? I need my protein. Well, one is you could have some eggs. Eggs have 6 grams of protein per one large egg. So you could do that. And you could also eat green peas. Green peas have 7.5 grams per protein per one cup serving. This is from SpoonUniversity.com. Yeah, Spoon University. They say you can make a pea pesto to serve on linguine pasta. Milk, you can have a glass of milk. Milk is 8 grams of protein per cup. Almond milk only has about 2 grams. Quinoa, 8.5 grams of protein per cup. Yeah, it's okay. Not my favorite food. People like it. Edamames. Edamames are pretty yummy. 11 grams of protein per cup. Plus soy, so they make your boobies bigger. You got beans, 16 grams of protein per cup, pinto black, and kidney. They say 2 cups of kidney beans contain about 26 grams of protein, which is as much as a Big Mac from McDonald's, although a Big Mac tastes better. Greek yogurt has 17 grams of protein per cup. Lentils, 18 grams of protein per cup. Nobody really wants to eat lentils. Let's skip that one. Tofu. Tofu has about 20 grams per cup. I don't know why people don't... Tofu, if you don't tell me what I'm eating, I'll be like, that's good chicken. It does have a different texture. It's softer, not as meaty. But it you can very easily hide it up as meat. Whey protein powder, they say, has 21 grams of protein in one scoop. But say be careful. I've seen some people with kidney issues with that. Buckwheat, 23 grams of protein per cup. And then certain nuts and butters, you know, like peanut butter, etc. But nuts and stuff, 21 grams and 61 grams of protein per cup, depending on nuts and nut butter. Cottage cheese you could use, 26 grams. Tempeh, 31 grams of protein per cup. Hemp seeds and seitan. Seitan, am I pronouncing it right? It's 72 grams of protein in one cup, and it looks like meat. So there are ways that vegetarians can kind of make something look like a meat dish and go to town. But yeah, adding insects might not be vegan, but it sure could be, sure could be vegetarian. 1-877-DOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump speaks on this National Day of Prayer.
People are so proud to be using that beautiful word, God, and they're using the word God again, and they're not hiding from it, and they're not being told to take it down, and they're not saying we can't honor God. In God we trust. So important. A little thing on the campaign, but it wasn't such a little thing to me when I first started. 4 years ago, haven't been doing this so long. We did a good job. But when I first started campaigning, people were not allowed, or in some cases, foolishly ashamed to be using on stores, Merry Christmas, Happy Christmas. They'd say Happy Holidays.
On Thursday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accused Attorney General Bill Barr of lying to lawmakers on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money, too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at lowesforpros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. How many of you guys are constipated or have irritable bowel? All right, well, I think I found a cure. Why don't you get a stand-up desk at work? Yes, I think a stand-up desk might actually help cure your irritable bowel. And I tell you what. Okay, so I had an audition, a Skype audition, usually a lot of times with TV and things like that. Since you can't always fly to L.A. and New York, they'll do a Skype audition. And a lot of these auditions, they recommend that, you know, you're kind of standing. Rather than sitting and leaning back and looking all lumpy, stand, you're standing straight, or, you know, so if you're doing a spokesmodel thing or something like that, you know, sportscaster, it's just kind of, even though most sportscasters are sitting a lot of times, some are standing, you know, it's kind of nice to have that. Not that I'm auditioning for a sportscasting job, but in terms of being, you know, being interviewed for something with TV, a lot of times we stand. So I have a desk that actually can rise. And so you could sit down or you could stand up. And a lot of desks now are convertible. So I'm sitting there waiting, and the Skype session, the person that's supposed to be calling, is a little late. And, you know, so I'm standing around waiting, and I was like, okay, well, I got to pee, you know, but I can hold it. I can hold it because they're going to call any second, and I don't want to miss the call because if you're not there, then you miss the audition. And they start running late. They start running about a half hour late. And I'm standing around, so I'm like working. I'm just working on my desk, and I start to notice that it's like, oh, my God, I have to go potty. And I should have had to go potty because I did my business earlier that day. It should have been good. But I'm like, oh, my gosh, you got to potty. So I ran, did my potty. I was really good. I got back before the Skype call came. Skype call came. Audition went well, whatever. But I was like, whoa. Every time I stand and work, I notice that I'm able to go potty more. So I kind of did a little research, and I kind of, you know, looked into it a little bit, and I wrote an article on it. Yeah, I always write an article on poop. I just love to. And I figured that what's basically happening, and I don't think anybody's written this or really studied it, but they should, but I think what ends up happening is when you sit down, you have a lot of gravity forces, and even though your 90-degree angle is your legs to your hip and pelvis to your back, that's 90 degrees, your stomach has upward forces and downward forces. I think your center of gravity is off. And when you stand, your abdominal cavity is a lot more open and you have more volume. And hours before you have to potty or poop, you have these mass movements where stool moves from the early part of the colon to the late part of the colon. So, you know, we talk about how you chew up food, you start digesting with your fork and knife, and your saliva in the mouth, food goes down your esophagus, it goes into your stomach, the acid starts to break it down, then once it's broken down, it goes into the into the intestine, the small intestine. The small intestine starts absorbing the nutrients. After it absorbs all the nutrients, the food passes into the colon, where the colon's job is to collect the water from the food. The colon collects the water, and it churns, and colors together, a bunch of colors all together start turning brown. So now the stool, as it goes through the ascending colon, kind of like a car wash, all the way through the transverse colon, then descending, then sigmoid, then it leaves the rectum as poop. So it has to move. And when you're sitting and you're not standing, allowing more room, it could possibly impede some of these mass movements. And so when you're standing up and take a big deep breath and have more volume to your abdomen, you're probably allowing a lot more room for your bowels to work. When you're sitting, you got the pressure from the chair. You got a lot of gravity, you know, pushing you. I think even more so, a lot more weight is now on your pelvis than it used to not be. And I think those forces, if I could think back to physics days, you know, might cause something that we call choking. Now, I put a NASA, right, physics equation on there for you, where A stands for area, R stands for gas constant, V stands for velocity, R stands for density. You have M standing for Mach, PT standing for total pressure. And the mass flow rate is M equals RVA, or density times velocity times area. So basically I have this whole, you know, math equation there. And the max flow rate is maximum when M equals 1. And at these conditions, flow is choked. So basically you're choking in a way, not choking literally in terms of your upper esophagus, but in terms of your tushy. Choke is like the act of sitting, where you're not allowing things to pass as much. So when you stand, I don't know if any of you guys have noticed it, and maybe you have, and you haven't just decided to, you haven't really come forward like I am. I'm very, very forward with this. But a lot of you guys at your stand-up desk, after lunch, if you work standing up, I bet you have to potty. Now, for some of you out there like me, I cannot potty at work. I cannot potty in a public bathroom. So I will probably sit down after lunch, because the last thing I want is to potty. But for a lot of you guys, if you're like, you know what, I don't care and I'm tired of being bloated and I'm tired of having abdominal issues, I want to poop when I need to poop, a stand-up desk may do that. And, you know, there's been a lot of debate on are stand-up desks really, really healthy. Yes and no. I mean, if you're just standing all day, you start to lose some of the health benefits that they offer over sitting. But if you're moving around and you're walking over here and you're walking there and you're moving around and you're just not sitting, I think they could be healthy. And think back to caveman days. In caveman days, did you sit the whole time? No. You didn't sit. You would stand, you'd get up, you'd move around. In fact, when you potted, you would squat. So we humans here in 2019 need to, you know, change our gas constant, our area, our density, our velocity, our total pressure on our Mach. NASA gets it. We should be able to get it. Yeah, squatting is important. They said don't sit on the toilet at a 90-degree angle. They said sometimes the best angle is at a 35-degree angle or to stand and squat. A lot of us don't stand and potty. I was in Italy, and we were driving across northern Italy because we wanted to get to Lake Como from Venice. And it was about a three and a half hour drive. It was gorgeous. It was amazing. So driving back, we stop at a restaurant, and I go into the bathroom, and there's just a hole in the ground. In the female bathroom, it's just a hole. Now, luckily, I only had to pee, and I was really worried about the splashing. But if somebody had to poop, they would pretty much just probably stand there and squat. Now, I was looking for, like, a handlebar. Maybe I could do it if I could hold on to something. I just can't. My knees are shot. I just can't squat anymore. No. Now, I used to. Used to be able to lift weights. Used to do all that. But I'm getting kind of old. Can't do like I used to. But, I mean, even in modern day, people are potting like that. I was near the Notre Dame a couple years back. And I used a public potty, and they have these porta potties that are really fancy. They're not like the ones in America where they're green with, you know, this hole. They're actually, it's like a small hole, kind of, I think, very, very low that you just kind of stand over. And then they wash out the whole floor of the porta potty. I got stuck in it while they were washing it. I don't know how that happened because it closes up. It's really automated. But it's a real nice porta potty. But again, you stand. So I think we really understand. We don't stand as much. We underutilize standing. And I would talk to your employer about allowing you to have a stand-up desk. And if they go, no, just get up and break. They go, no, I'm doing it because it helps you poop. But try that. Or go home and maybe play some solitaire or some video games or whatever while standing up at the kitchen counter, working on your computer. It just seems to work. I don't get it. I don't know why. All right. Yep. I should make $1 million with that discovery. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, quick disclaimer. You guys know that I am very, very, very close and very fond of millennials. All right? I just, having taught a bunch of them at school, and a lot of them just, you just can't help but love. So I'm a big fan of the millennial generation. And the reason why I'm a big fan of them, whereas other people are not, is because I think I understand what they're going through. And I always like to kind of put myself in their shoes. What was that? Was that from To Kill a Mockingbird? You know, where you got to kind of put yourself in their shoes to understand where they're coming from. And I always thought that as I got older, and I'm middle-aged, I would look at everybody else and go, oh, you have it easier, you have it easier, I don't want to hear it. And trust me, medical students have it in one way easier than we did. I mean, we had to do 36-hour shifts. You know, we didn't have all the political correctness, and so there was still a lot of discrimination and, you know, butt grabbing and stupid stuff that still, you know, happened in my day that, you know, they don't seem to have to deal with as much now, you know, with bullying and all that, but they still deal with it, but not like we did. So I'm like, okay, well, my training was harder. And I've come to find out that the millennial generation has probably one of the most difficult times right now, even more difficult than the Generation Zers, which are coming after them. And, you know, not as bad as the traditional. That was the generation before the baby boomers. They really had it tough because they had two wars they had to deal with. Baby boomers, yeah, they kind of had it tough also because, you know, they had a couple wars also. They had the Korean War and the Vietnam War, and they had it rough. My generation, Generation X, I think had one of the easiest times. I like to say I had a rough time, but honestly, growing up in the 80s, we had Back to the Future. We were good. You know? Yeah, you know, maybe we grew up poor, maybe we had some issues, but, you know, I mean, we had the Reagan years, so we were blessed. But the millennials, they have the toughest. I mean, they have no idea what their future is going to look like. Their future went from old school, where, you know, be a doctor, be a lawyer, be a pilot, you know, computers are going to help, to computers are going to rule. And they went from, oh, I'm going to have some privacy, to, no, you don't really have privacy. Now, the Generation Zers, the younger kids, they're already hip to that. They're like, you know what, nothing's private anymore. Everything's going to be social media. I'm just expecting robots to take care of everything, so I'm going to plan ahead for that. But the millennials were kind of caught in that transition. They had health care. They had a plan that, okay, so I was going to have health care, so if I needed this for the baby, or I needed this. And then all of a sudden they went to, wait a second, I can't see my doctor anymore? I can't, really? Whereas the Generation Zers are like, oh, I just, what family doctor, what? I just go to the doctor when I need to and that's it. I just dial up or I Uber Eats whatever I need. Millennials, they had to deal with the most change. They grew up with one idea and one ideal, and then by the time they got to adulthood, it changed so fast that they were in a spin going, what, where, what? And so, knowing as many millennials as I do, I really, really feel for what they're dealing with. So now there's a study, even science, saying that the millennials' health plummets after the age of 27, and that this generation, more than my generation of Xers, have more diabetes, more depression, and more digestive disorders. And the funny thing is I see this too, okay? You know, I'm really, really close to the students, as you guys know. Most medical students in my area, they know they could come to me to talk about stuff because I went to UNLV, I went to UNR, I worked at Toro, so I kind of have roots all around. And so they'll call me up for medical advice. They'll call me up for relationship advice. They'll call me up for school advice. And dang, so many of them have stomach issues. Now, I had stomach issues in medical school, too. I was diagnosed as irritable bowel. I never officially recovered, but I figured, well, it was the stress in medical school. But it didn't hurt. These people, they're really feeling some pain. Now, is it that the foods are different? Is it that maybe they can't handle, you know, the same sort of stresses, or they have more stresses than my generation did? But there's a lot of stomach issues, a lot of GI issues, a lot of allergies. You know, we thought, oh, the millennials are going to be dealing with a lot of STDs. I think the millennials are starting to be a lot smarter about sex. Because remember, this was before they were dating, before Tinder. And then Tinder came up and they were like, okay, wait a second, whoa. Okay, this might be good for some, but I don't think it's the way I want to go. And then you have others going, yay, I'm finally having sex. Tinder's a dating app, so it kind of helps hook people up who want to be hooked up. So millennials, they say, as a generation, are in overall poorer health than our predecessors. And this is very scary, especially for you baby boomers out there, who were kind of hoping that you can now kick back a little bit as you start to hit your 65 on up, because the rest of us young folk is going to be putting money into the system. Well, if a lot of you baby boomers didn't have a lot of kids, there's not a lot of us Generation Xers. And if the millennials are having trouble, right, meeting their medical demands, This is why we're now facing a Medicare for all sort of healthcare system. Right as you're supposed to get yours and earn your dues and earn what you put in for decades, it's about to now be rationed and shared with everybody else. So this millennial generation being sicker, I hate to use that term, than other generations impacts all of us. Now, this report comes from Blue Cross Blue Shield. The report authors warn that the healthcare community needs to be aware that millennials are facing growing and perhaps unprecedented health concerns that could cost them years of life and cost the U.S. economy money and productivity. Many of them, we have an obesity epidemic. Remember, the millennials aren't big smokers. Generation Xers, you know, a lot of, you know, we did the, you know, smoking in the boys' room. You know, maybe Generation Xers smoked a little bit and some got hooked. But most of the millennials, they start to be like, man, I'm not going there. They're going to vaping. But a lot of the millennials, they didn't jump on the whole smoking habit. So when they got hungry, they ate. Also, a lot of millennials are working at jobs where you sit all day on a computer. They're good at computers. That's why they got hired over the Generation Xers and the baby boomers. They know Excel and Windows and Microsoft Edge and Microsoft Office and, you know, WordPerfect and WordPad and, all the others have Google Docs, Excel and Sheets, and they can do all that. Move over, let us take over. And they'll sit and do it. They know IT. Unfortunately, now they're sitting at work. So you would think that the avocado toast selfie influencers, those who are non-confrontational, people that are, you know, they seem overall, you know, in a prime position to do better with health, a lot of exercise, a lot of activity. Unfortunately not. They say millennials have only made gains over the Generation Xers in one top 10 category. They say 3% of fewer millennials have psychotic conditions than members of the Generation X back in 2014. They say Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis are also 15% more common among older millennials. So inflammatory bowel disease is on the rise. Not sure why. However, we have noticed that many people who smoke have less ulcerative colitis or bowel disease. So there might be something to the nicotine with that. So as we're getting rid of, you know, smoking and tobacco products, we might see more of that. But they said the obesity epidemic is really gripping the U.S. despite millennials exercising. Despite that. But again, with no smoking, people aren't, you know, are going to eat more. So, you know, keep an eye out for that. If you see a millennial, give them a super big hug. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.